This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Alexis Gritspack, date of birth 01/18/2004. Date of appointment June 6, 2024. Requesting physician Paul Comber, PAULCOMBER. Dear Paul Comber, I have the pleasure of seeing Alexis Gritspack today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 20-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who on April 11, 2024, driving and was working long hours at about 1:15 a.m. She's getting out of the work. Friend was with her. She felt sleepy and hit the corner of the car on the back of the another parked car. She hit the steering wheel, airbag not deployed. Friend chest was bruised, went to the emergency room. CT of the head done, which was read as negative. Friends did not go to the emergency room, but went to the primary care doctor after 3 days. She's doing good since then. Now she's doing the morning shift only at the scene. Police also arrived and she got the ticket. She was seen last year by a neurologist, Lindsay Ferraro, LINDSAYFERRARO, who diagnosed her seizure. She was started on Lamictal. Her MRI of the brain and EEG was normal last year, but she developed rashes with the Lamictal. Then she was seen by the PA Amber Dyer, AMBERDIER, who started oxcarbazepine, but she did not fill the prescription. They were scheduling the long term inpatient EEG monitoring, but she did, as per the patient, she did not hear anything. Past medical history. ADD, ADHD. Questionable epilepsy. Asthma. Endometriosis. Past surgical history. Tonsillectomy. Allergy, fluoxetine, itraconazole, lamotrigine. medication, albuterol, Novaring. Era YT, Clipta, ibuprofen, ordansterone. Socialist does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, work in the Taco Bell, single, lives with a cousin, no children, family history. Mother alive with anxiety, depression, father alive, ADHD, one sister, one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she had motorcycle accident because she's left behind the wheel, and she has a history of questionable epilepsy. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation, both hands and feet. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, 20-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history an examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, history of motor vehicle accident. Number 2, history of questionable epilepsy. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. Last year her MRI of the brain and EEG were normal. She did not go for a long-term video EEG monitoring in Albany Medical Center. She did not fill out the prescription of the oxcarbazepine. She is allergic to Lamictal. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.